All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Joining us here on MissouriNet.com is Northwest Missouri State's football coach Mel Churchma, his Bearcats. Coach, you did it again last weekend. I mean, these kids are giving you more gray hair every week, but you guys somehow find a way to keep pulling wins out. It's an incredible season to watch so far.
Well, it was a great win for us Saturday. We had a tremendous effort. Other than a little bit in the first quarter, I felt like we really played well, and we willed to get it done is about what all you can say. We had some opportunities in the fourth quarter, a couple of times where we turned the ball over once, and we went three and out once when we were down three, and our defense kept getting us the ball back, and we drove the ball 80 yards in the last 4 minutes to score and take a 4-point lead with 17 seconds left.
I mean, talk about, is it maturity or confidence? What is it that your team doesn't panic and they're able to keep fighting through this week after week, and it doesn't matter the situation, they just seem cool under pressure and able to get the job done late?
Well, I think there's several factors. I think the number one factor is they've been there before. We had some close ball games last year. A lot of these guys played last year. They understand what it's all about. We've had a number of games this year, starting way back about mid-season with the Washburn game, and so they've been able to somehow, some way, find a way to win. And I think that more than anything else, they expect to win, and they don't know for sure how it's going to happen, but they just believe that somehow, some way, we're gonna get it done, and they don't panic. And when you don't panic, that's a lot of that gives you an advantage and gives you a chance to get it done.
When you get to this point in the season, and you have games like this that are close, and you pull out at the end, is it frustrating as a coach? I mean, would you like to see some more consistency, or at this point in the year, is it, hey, let's just get the job done and.
Well, once you get in the playoffs, all you want to do is win. And I've always said there's no style points in the playoffs. And you know, I couldn't have been more pleased with the way we played Saturday. Really, we got a tremendous effort from our kids. And the thing that you have to understand, once you get in the playoffs, you're playing good football teams. I mean, we do in our conference as well, but Texas A&M Kingsville, their defense was definitely the best that we've seen this year, and we did a great job against them. And so, you're just all you want to do is find somehow, some way, to pull out a win and in advance. You know, there were 16 teams last Saturday, and now there's 8, and our goal is to get to 4.
We're talking with Mel Churchma, the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, the defending champs in Division II football. You have certainly been in the playoffs a number of times, something that you're very familiar with. Have you ever had a situation where your first three playoff games have been against teams that you've played in the regular season?
No, we've never had that. We have played in 2005. We had two repeat games. We played Washburn in the second round and Pittsburgh State in the third round, two teams that had beaten us. Each of them had beaten us in the regular season in 2005, and then we turned around and beat both of them in the playoffs. So, but we've never had three. I'm not sure if anybody's ever had three. It's kind of ironic, the fact that, you know, that we played Kingsville the first game of the year and then get them in the playoffs again.
And then, of course, your first round game was against your rival Missouri Western. Now this week, you're hosting Central Missouri, and back on November 6th, basically a month ago, you took on Central Missouri at their place. And again, another situation where your team didn't panic. As time was running out, you ran your field goal unit out there, kicked a 45-yard field goal, and beat them 17-16. Any idea on what type of game you expect this weekend against Central Missouri here in this rematch?
Expected to be a tough ball game. They're playing extremely well. They had an open date the last week of the season, and then since our ball game, they were open, and then they played West Texas in the first round of the playoffs, and they played Abilene Christian in the second round, and against West Texas, they had 42 at halftime, and against Abilene Christian, they had 35 at halftime, and those are good football teams. So, you know, Central Missouri's playing at a really high level. I think that, you know, I've said to somebody else, if you would have polled the people at their stadium the day we beat them, there would have been some diehard Bearcat fans that said we deserved to win, but about 90% of the people there would have said Central deserved to win. And so, you know, I think they've got that going for them. But on the other hand, we don't feel like we feel like we've got something to prove too, because we did win that ball game, and you know, here's an opportunity to maybe do it again.
Well, I'm sure with as mature and confident as your team is, I'm sure you haven't had to tell them much about that game and remind them of that. You probably came away from that game feeling that you still have a lot to prove. So what are you telling your players this week?
8-4, you know, and get just be in the final four, whatever it takes. You know, we know at this point, when you get to this point, you know you're going to get a very good football team. You know, if they're not ready to play, then there's something wrong, because, you know, it's quarterfinals and you're in the national playoffs. So we're just getting ready for a tough football game. I think all that other stuff is just a kind of a side factor, and it's going to, you know, whether we'd have played them or not, it's going to be a tough football game.
Coach Churchma, the most playoff wins in Division II history. What is it like for you personally on a game week like this? Do you still get nervous? You still feel the same anxieties as maybe when you first started this, or has that changed over the years?
If I didn't, I'd quit. No, I do. I mean, it's every game is tough, and you know that we've had a lot of those this year. But you know, that's what it's all about. And like I said, more than anything else, last week I was just really proud of the way our kids responded and the effort we got from them. You know, we talk about our tradition, and we've had teams in the past that have overcome things. In 99, when we won our second national championship, that team had four playoff games, and we were behind in the fourth quarter of all four of those and came back and won. And so we lean back on that a little bit, and we talk about, you know, being a Bearcat and what it means. And, you know, these guys took it to the nth degree last Saturday. They just gave us a great effort.
Did you have a chance to talk, and just to refresh our listeners' memories, Jim Sobota, the head coach at Central Missouri, worked on your staff. Did you get a chance to talk with him at all after that game when you guys met on November 6th?
Oh, yeah. We had a week later, we picked our all-conference team in Kansas City, and we visited for a while then, and it's just you know, those are tough deals. I don't enjoy coaching against guys that are my guys, you know, but that's the way it is. And so you just, when the game's over, it's over. And if you win, you're happy. And if you don't, you don't say anything either way, and you move on. And unfortunately or fortunately, here we are playing each other again in 4 weeks.
Well, it's going to be very exciting here for the state of Missouri to follow this. Number 4, Missouri, at number 3, Northwest Missouri State, in the quarterfinals of the Division II playoffs. Coach Churchma, thanks a lot for your time.
Well, I appreciate it. Yep. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Got it.